Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we want to continue talking, guys, about a recent development that's happening in China. As CNN Money is reporting, that they're saying move over Facebook.
Which that's saying a lot.
Wow. Hello. Facebook now has, what, close to 1 billion active users around the world. Mm-hmm. They are a huge, huge, huge company, and they have most of the stock holders and people who had equity in the company early on became instant billionaires when they had their IPO, which is basically an initial public offering where the company decides to give equity to the public.
Yeah.
It says, hey, you can buy some stock, you know, and they raise a whole lot of money that way. And there is a company in China called Alibaba. Yep, I've never heard of it.
Okay.
Alibaba, and this is interesting. CNN Money reports that the tech company is behind the largest and most anticipated IPO of the year, and it has its roots back in a Harvard dorm and MIT lab. All these smart
Actually, it
guys.
It does not trace its roots back.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. They had their own roots.
You know, all these smart guys, I misread that. All these smart guys, I was, you know, what's up with that? I mean, no one consulted me about Google. Nobody, they didn't call me about Apple. You know, I would have got in, Steve.
I would have helped out as well as I could have.
I would have held the paper, plugged in the computer.
Get them some staplers or something.
No one notified me.
I know they have a need for that.
No one notified me. Facebook, Twitter. I don't know these guys. You know, I don't know where they're at. But, you know, anyhow. They said Alibaba was founded 15 years ago in China.
Wow.
In an apartment of Jack Ma, who's a former English teacher, who started the company with an initial investment of $60,000. Get this. Kicked in by 18 friends.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
See, that's my problem. I don't have any smart friends.
See,
you guys, you know, I know I'm not smart, you know, but I'm like, I don't have any smart friends either, I guess, who are doing these things. 18 friends that invested $60,000, and today the company has evolved and has turned into a dominant force in China's e-commerce industry. They're huge. They're surpassing even the $16 billion their IPO may be the largest, they're saying, and it's probably going to surpass even the $16 billion raised by Facebook.
Wow.
This is huge. They say that Alibaba is often described as a combination, get this, between Amazon and eBay, and with some PayPal sprinkled in between there. and so this is amazing. Wow. This goes on to say just how much revenue this company does. It said last year in a single day, the Chinese version of Cyber Monday, okay, they have a Cyber Monday, the sales on Alibaba, their site, clicked over $5.7 billion.
With a B.
And they say that is double what America's Cyber Monday's figures were.
Wow.
That's in one day?
One day.
Well, they do have a billion phones.
They do have a billion phones.
They got a little heads up.
I mean, my goodness.
Wow.
They say that unlike Amazon, the company does not sell directly to consumers. Instead, it allows users to search the merchandise offered by the sellers in thousands of digital stores. I mean, my goodness. They're just doing some really incredible things. They say that Yahoo owns like 24% or something like that, has a stake in this company. So they're saying, hey, maybe the way you can
somebody get smart.
Well, they say maybe you can get a piece of it if you own some of Yahoo. Maybe somehow you maybe get a little piece of that.
Oh, wow.
But it just goes to show you that, you know, you don't have to be a smart guy to go to Harvard and MIT to start a company. You can be in an apartment in China and have a couple of friends that want to throw some money down.
Yeah.
And listen, all you need is an idea. I mean, you know, and God is filled with ideas, you know?
No doubt.
I try to encourage people, listen, something has to be invented today. Why not it be you? Why not you just abide and spend time with the Lord and say, you know, God, if there's an invention you want me to put out, if there's something you want me to do, you know, let me know. Who's the guy that wanted to know the secrets of the world, but God gave him the secrets of the peanut instead? Was it Carver?
Carver,
yes, yeah. Washington Carver. George Washington Carver. Yeah, he said, I set out my heart because I want to know all the mysteries, all the science of the world. And God said, he gave me all the secrets of the peanut. And he made something like...
He did a lot.
Over 300 or so, I think, inventions with the peanut. Mm-hmm. And that when God gives you something, no amount of money can be offered mm-hmm. to you. I believe that Albert Einstein or someone like someone real smart and offered him a huge, huge high salary to come work for him. And he's mm-hmm. like, nope. And he wound up going to Tuskegee University and working with those guys and yeah. just done some really incredible things. But my goodness, listen, all you need is an idea. You know, God wants to bless you, and he doesn't mind getting things to you if he can get things through you. And my goodness, you know, there's seven mountains, and it'd be a good idea for some believers. And we have some believers that are doing some incredible things in the business realm. They're not only mm-hmm. transacting business, and you know, a lot of times if it's a good business, it's hopefully, you know, developing a solution to a problem. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're fixing something. A lot of things are pleasure, and there's a lot of things that are just not good stuff. But if you can provide a solution or make things easier and better for folks and earn a good living and employ folks, I mean, mm-hmm. listen, there's so many people right now that are looking for employment. Why don't mm-hmm. you be the business owner and start something up? Why don't you be the one that says, oh, you know, I'm going to step out in faith and I'm going to allow God to speak to me and maybe I'll have a solution to an issue, to a problem and see what happens. My goodness, 18 friends and $60,000, and now they're getting ready to release an IPO that's good, you know, initial public offering that could raise more than $16 billion, surpassing Facebook. My goodness, don't forget to join us in our next programs because we're going to continue that. Listen, the largest church, the most Christians are going to be in China as well. My goodness, things are moving in China. Mm. Let's pay attention. And we're talking about some amazing things that are happening in terms of a company in China called Alibaba, who is basically positioned right now to have a larger IPO, initial public offering, larger than the $16 billion that was raised with Facebook. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to this. Things are happening in China, and you're like, not only is China and Russia, was like, their economy, and they hold our debt as well. I'm scratching my head, you know. Listen, if you're a believer, you need to, this is a perfect time to be honoring God. This is a perfect time to say, you know, Lord, I'm gonna participate in God's kingdom and his financing kingdom strategy here. And you know what it's called? It's called honor. It's just say, you know, out of gratitude and out of love and out of my obedience, Lord, I refuse not to honor you and not to give you what belongs to you.
Yeah.
And that says a whole lot. You know, it says a whole lot. It says a whole lot to God. And quite frankly, I mean, I couldn't even ask God for a single thing if I knew that I was robbing him. I mean, I don't understand the disconnect. Yeah, I don't understand the disconnect. I don't understand how we could just think that we could ask God for anything and then knowingly that we're just robbing from the little bit that he's entrusted to us. It's not that he needs it, but it's just that he just wants to show us that, hey, all things come from him and that he is our source and we're supposed to be dependent upon him. But hey, listen, this is a good time. This is a good time. That was free. I was free. Just check, you know, put that in the back. Drop that nugget in there, you know.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program.
where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.